This week we're doing things a little different again. It's a shorting version of the call to worship. Judy is recovering. She usually tries to help me as we can have another voice, but she's getting better. But when the next week or so, maybe she can help me. But in the meantime, I will do the entire call to worship. And if you would follow along in the bulletin or online, I think you'll be blessed. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with his passions and desires." And then together it says, congregation, that's all of us. And recite it with me if you would. "We no longer live, but Christ lives in us through the gift of the Holy Spirit. The life we live in the body, we live by faith in the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. Praise God. Amen." And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And we sing glory to the Father.
Glory to the Father.